Go ahead and give the Lord a shout in the house. Shout where you are today. Are you excited about this season? Are you excited about this new coming year? Do you have expectations? You know, nothing exciting is going to come to you unless it comes through you. So, come on. I mean, we have an open door. There are domains, there are dominions, there are places. There's a huge vacuum waiting for the influence of your faith to fill it. What an incredible year I see. I see people rejoicing, singing, shouting in their homes, in their churches. Real joy. In the streets, I see God building up new places and positions of influence and insight. New designs throughout the earth that show the face of God. I see people drawn to your faith. People whose influence does not fill them or satisfy them. They look back on their accomplishments and still feel empty, but when they look at you, they get excited. God said the nations, the kings of the earth will look at you and they'll call you blessed. Heaven will look over and look at you and say, What is God moving them to do? What are they believing? How far will they go this year? How deep will they dig? How high will they reach? What are they going to believe for? You know, God set up this order. So hear me when I say this. God can't do anything beyond your faith. He set the communication lines between heaven and earth. Your faith, the doing of His will and of His purpose. That's why He said, I want you to pray. I need you to pray. Now, it isn't that God needs anything from us, but it's the order that God desired to set. And once God has established something, He doesn't change it because the way is perfect. So what God said is, I need you. I need someone in the earth. And you don't have to look at everyone. As a matter of fact, you shouldn't look at anyone. Paul said this, he said, I refuse to know anything among you. Boy, couldn't that ring out strong and long in the church? I refuse to know anything among you save Christ and Him crucified. The Word teaches us to mind our own business. Ooh. That may take a minute to sink in. It does. Said, mind your own business and work diligently with your hands. And why does He say that? Because He doesn't want you put off by what someone else may be disbelieving or someone's doubt. He also doesn't want you meddling because He wants you to be the instrument of His voice. And when we communicate to one another, we should communicate the love and the encouragement and the favor and the power of God's Word. What's happening this year? What's God doing this coming year, 2024? It's a highlight year for me. I have anticipated this season because of what God has shown me He is doing in the earth. You can take your seats and let's talk about that. Let me prophesy to you today. Let me tell you of the goodness of the Lord. Let me tell you that God is dumping on you such favor and blessings that you can stop digging around in the trash and you can start looking in the storehouses of His favor. I asked the Lord what He would have me to say. And I do it all the time, but this is a new year that we're coming into. And what's new about it that we think it's a new year? I mean, the heavens are still in position. God has set the order, and they will not be disturbed only by the will and the Word of God. God sets the order. And whatever God sets, whatever God establishes it, it is. And it doesn't have to change into something else because His way is perfect. He set the perfect order. And so what's different? What makes us anticipate 2024? It's how we think. We think it's a new year, so it's a new opportunity, so something great or something new can take place. And you're exactly right. That's why Jesus, when he was on the earth and he taught and he loved and he did what he did because it's who he is, and he healed and he saved and he set free. He opened blind eyes and deaf ears. And I pray for those today that are not feeling well, those that are dealing with the virus or the flu or whatever it is you're dealing with. I pray for my mother-in-law right now in Jesus' name. Speak to her heart, that God touch the heart of this beautiful 95-year-old woman and give her more years and more days of joy and peace and strength and health and healing. A great future belongs to you. And we just call it out in agreement in Jesus' name. Pray for Chris and his family and Terry. I pray for God's healing power to touch you. And there's no fear, there's no worry, there's no concern, because the Lord is with you in all things. Yea, though you walk through the valley, God is with you. You fear no evil. For everyone that needs healing in their body today, anyone that's watching us today, and maybe you're afraid because of the way you feel, fear not. God's with you. He'll lead you through whatever it is you're going through, whether it feels like the highest hill that you couldn't possibly imagine being on top of, or the lowest valley, you wonder how you got there. God strengthen, God heal you, God restore you, God make you feel great inside. God give you expectation for the great year of 2024. Our words have power when we use them in the arrangement that God created them to be used in, and the way he forged them to be used in. And what's going to happen in 2024? What does it look like? I have the answer. Whatever your faith looks like. What does it look like? What your worship looks like. Remember, the word teaches don't compare, because your world could be significantly different than your neighbor's. Your world, your the outcome. What can bring about the right outcome? What makes things work out right? What is right? What is right? What is the right step? What in Ecclesiastes, Psalms, in Ecclesiastes, Solomon talks about, he said, everyone's expectations, and it's good, he said, is to be happy and to be healthy and to have your days full of feeling accomplished and successful, and this is a good thing. And I'm going to stop right there and say that's a good thing. And what does that look like? How does that come about? Is 2024 going to be a great year? Not if you have a question, no. 2024 is going to be an incredible year, yes. It's going to look exactly the way your faith looks. It's going to take on the body of what your worship is. Who do you worship? You know, when David talked and he said something, and I've read everything David has said, and if I've missed something, I'm not sure what it would be. And I love when he said, and he's a king, and he understands kingship and, if you will, leadership, presidency, governments. He understands. He understands it well, because God taught him how to surrender to the government of heaven. And he says this, and I saw it in such a fresh light. He said, the Lord is my king. Now we say Jesus is Lord. No, but it would be like us today saying, God is our president. He's not just the Lord overall. He's my president, the Lord. And David had that mind, and I saw it in what he spoke. And I felt, and how many believe you can feel the hearts of the righteous? We're connected. We're called the body of Christ. We should be able to be sensitive to one another. We should care for one another's needs, but not get in one another's business. That's important. That's important for the stability of a church, the soundness of a home, that you encourage one another and you don't allow your feelings to dictate to you, and you don't give ear to someone that may or may not be trying to get into your business. Could be family member. It could be, there's so much family contentions today because there's so much fear. The word says those of your household can be your enemies. But it It's not the will of God. God is not telling us this is going to happen. He's telling us, take on a mind so you avoid this. And so you walk in that. What is the difference? What is the transformation of the will of the Lord look like in the world? And what year is it going to happen in? 2024. Not saying it in the expectations of just hoping that it is, but knowing what it is. Because the avenue through which God does everything that he does, he finds someone that will, number one, have faith in him and trust that he's going to use them. Have faith in him and trust he's going to use you. Faith in him and trust that you're the vehicle. You're the vessel. I love to pray all the time, God, make me your voice in the earth. Make me your voice in the earth. There's no comparison. I don't need to know what anyone else is doing. There's not saying I'm least or more. There's no middle ground there. It's just all the way in. God, make you his instrument in the earth. God, make you the pathway through which heaven touches earth. God, make you that person that is absolutely confident, as David was, the Lord, he is my God. The Lord, he is my king. The Lord, he is my president. The Lord, he is my governor, my government. What does the world look like? It looks like your faith. The future looks exactly like your faith. Isaiah 60, it says this, "Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen on you. For behold, darkness shall cover the earth, and thick darkness the people. But the Lord will arise upon you, and his glory will be seen on you. And nations shall come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your rising." That's government in the sight of God. But in reality, that is the only government. Everything else is outside. And God is calling you to a different position than being on the outskirts, wondering what the year is going to be like. Let me tell you what the year is going to be like. I found this. I love this because the Word says that one day Jesus was in the temple. And I love this. It said, he looked until he found where it said this. He looked until he found this. "The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of prisons to those who are bound, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." And God will take vengeance on all evil, and it's just not our job. And he found, I found this, just like Jesus found it. And what is this year? It is the year of the Lord's favor. It is an exciting year. It is a triumphant year. It's a helpful year. Everything around you is going to help you, help promote you. And that's how God set the order. He said, if you have faith, if you trust in me, all things will work together. Everything, every influence, everything, everyone. Yeah, you're trying to tell me that that person that's trying to put me down, everything. But Jesus said, your faith, he said to the woman, your faith did this. Your faith drew out of the well that I am, and now you're drinking health, and now you're well in a moment's time. Because your faith said, this is what's going to happen. Not I hope. The woman believed so much, she put her faith on the line. When David faced Goliath, he didn't say, well, I certainly hope this doesn't happen. I hope what you say about me doesn't happen. He said, let me still you right here and right now. Let me tell you what is going to happen. And there's a reason that David had so much authority in his word. It's because he didn't change his mind. He put the word of the Lord before him always. He meditated on what God said. God called a man by the name of Balaam, who was not used to speaking the word of the Lord. He was the opposite. And God says, what I'm going to do, I've chosen you. I'm going to put my word in your mouth. But first, I'm going to put fear in your heart. You're going to fear me. You're going to honor me. You're going to respect me. And I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do, because I just need a vessel that believes that I'm God and what I'm saying is going to come to pass. So I want my nation, Israel, blessed, but I need a man with my word in his mouth, with faith that I've said it to him, to go and tell the people that they're blessed. I need him to command a blessing on them. So I come to you today in the fullness of the blessing of the Lord, and I command a blessing on you that cannot be cursed by any means, by anyone, at any time, in any way. You are blessed of the Lord. But God told Balaam, he said, don't say another word other than what I say. Scriptures tell us that out of the same fountain, you shouldn't have bitter and sweet water. According to the words of your mouth, according to your faith, the new year looks exactly like your faith. And it takes on the embodiment of your worship. Who do you worship? Who do you praise? Who do you believe? You know, you can worship someone you hate, because worship is an adoration, whether evil or good. You can worship someone with a sense of fear of what they might do or what might happen, because you consider them to be an authoritative figure that has the power to reign influence over your life. And throughout our nation today, a lot of people, unfortunately, have that sense of fear. What is going to happen? We don't need believers asking a question. We need believers in the earth proclaiming a prophetic word. God has blessed our nation. 2024 is going to be an incredible year. And the Lord God, he will be our president. He will reign and rule, and the governments will be on his shoulder. This is to the righteous, to the redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, to those that bear witness to the everlasting covenant of God, that say, this is who I am. I know in whom I have believed. There are domains open. There is a great vacuum in the earth right now, has been created by people's fear and their doubt and their eagerness to find someone to tell them which way to go. Prophet Samuel told the people, he said, you need to listen for the voice of the Lord and not want a man to be king over you, because if you do want that, if that's what your heart is set on, you'll have one. But watch out for what you ask for. Watch for what you seek for. Watch what you look for, because if you look for it, you're going to find it. If you look for the good, you're going to find the good. But a two-souled individual, someone of double standards or a double statement in their mind, the word said is unstable. That's another reason it's important to keep your heart and your mind in your own business. Do what God has called you to do. Know nothing among anyone save Christ and him alone crucified. Why? Because you end up taking on an attitude that doesn't belong to you, whether well-meaning intentions or not. That's why the word gives us direction. Encourage one another. Bless one another. Someone brings you, here's a word for you. Hold on to this. Don't just hear what I'm saying today, because I'm not speaking on my own authority. I come in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and I speak according to the will and the word of God by the power of the Holy Spirit. Do what you hear being said to do today. Take heart and be strong in the word of the Lord. Bless at all times. Don't let anyone dissuade you this coming year. Don't let anyone else be your thought. Don't let anyone else be your intelligence. Don't let anyone else make decisions for you. God said, I will lead you if you'll trust me to do so in the way you should go. I'll give you the spirit of insight and understanding and discernment. I'll lead you in the way of favor. We don't have to worry about what presidents or governors or mayors or kings. If God has a people in the position of faith, he will do exactly what he has done throughout the generations. He will lead the people in the way that they should go. He will be your king and your God and your president and your governor and your mayor. God's doing a new thing. He said he wanted to, and he will. My question to you, is can you handle what God's doing with all its differences. Can you trust the Lord with what He's doing, with all the differences? Remember when you pray, how many prayed, "Not my will, Lord, your will be done"? You ever prayed that's the best thing you can do? Because something happens, your mind starts to change. The things that make you unhappy start going away, and you start finding the joy of the Lord, because that's what God has determined for you, to be joyful, to be happy, to be blessed, to walk in the authority and the power of His word. He loves you so much, He'll allow you to walk in a place that you think you have less than you really do. Just show you, remember that He's everything that you are, everything you've called to be, and everything you need. He's the one that created you in His image. You remember that. He said, "I'm the one that will lead you. I'm the one that will guide you." But when we speak in fear, then we contradict our own faith. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, the affirmity of their faith was, "King, you can do whatever you want. It's not going to change anything about here. We are who we are. We are servants of the Most High God. And only God is the one we're not going to fear anyone." Do you hear me, church? God is making a mark. He has put His stamp in the earth, and He's saying, who will believe the word of the Lord? Who will believe the symbol of God? You know, back in the day, they would consecrate a place, and they'd set a stone up, and they'd make a vow regarding that stone. And do you know why? Because that stone wasn't going to change. Come rain or shine, it wasn't going to melt in the heat. It wasn't going to wash away in the water. That stone was a mountain. It was going to remain. God established it. Make a vow concerning a rock? Use a rock? I mean, doesn't that sound like you want me to go to a rock and make a vow there? God told Jacob, make a vow. That rock, make a vow to that rock. That rock won't move. Because Jacob was a little rascal, wasn't he? And so was Laban. And he got a little bit of his own stuff back. But God taught him through all of it. And God blessed David. Or God blessed, what was his name? And why did He bless him? Same reason He blessed David. He kept his word. Now he was a trickster, the word calls him, and he was. But when he set his mind to do what he said he would do with Laban, he stuck to his word, and he was faithful. God honored him. Why? He wasn't double-minded. If he was going to dupe you, he didn't change his mind. But his heart was after God, to do the will of the Lord. There's even a time that he said, "Listen, man, I've worked a long time for you, and I've watched you grow, and God has blessed you because of me." Wouldn't that be great? Do you have that kind of courage? Do you have that kind of faith? God's blessed you because of me. That's not arrogance. That's confidence that God is your Lord and your King and your governor and your president. Our nation will be blessed in 2024 if somebody will stand up and just say our nation is blessed because God is King, Lord, and President, and the Lord has a voice in the earth that declares the favor and the blessing of the Lord God. That's why Jesus went and looked for the scripture until he found Isaiah 61. May not have been Isaiah 61 then, but he looked for it and he found it, and he read it. "The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me because He anointed me to preach the gospel. Told me to tell the poor that they're blessed. Told me to proclaim liberty to the captive and set those that were in bondage free. To open the prison doors, to declare the acceptable year of the Lord. And God's vengeance will take care of anything else if God has a voice in the earth that acknowledges that He and He alone is God." That's why it's so important in our nations today. Why does the nation suffer? Because it becomes double-minded, because it has its head and its mind, and people today especially, you know everything about everybody else's business. God said, don't do that. Do you know more about your favorite athlete or your favorite star than you do about the Word of God? That tells you something right there. What's the equivalent of your time in acknowledging the word of the Lord as opposed to someone in the public eye that you admire and aspire to be like in comparison to the word of God and who He's created you to be? looking in all the wrong places, at all the wrong faces. It's time to look at the face of God. To seek the Lord with all your heart, all your mind, all your soul, all your strength. What does 2024 look like? Whatever your faith and your worship look like, that's what it looks like for you. God will open the eyes of the blind, the ears of the deaf, heal the lame. You can walk, you can do things, you'll go places, you'll see things, you'll be a people you've never been before. See, the one thing about religion is it just keeps you the same person that you've always been. You just take different trails, but you always end up at the same point. But when you're transformed, you do what God did with Moses. I'm taking you a new way. I'm not taking you the way that you think you should go. I'm taking you a different way. God wants you to go a way that you're not accustomed to. Because there he can show you another side of his face. He can show you another aspect of his glory. That's where you go from glory to glory. But we like to safeguard ourselves so we don't have to deal with anything different. Can God trust you with the blessing of the difference in 2024? Can God trust you with the difference? Can God entrust you with the vision? Because it's far bigger than you would ask for or you would think. The reason you don't see the will of the Lord in your life as you think is you're not looking for it. This is what he said it looks like. You don't know. You don't know what it looks like. Because I'm willing to do exceedingly, abundantly, beyond and above all you know to ask or think. Where? According to the power that is working on the inside of you, God has assigned his word to be manifest in the earth and before heaven as it comes through you. So when you see God put your feet in a place that you're not accustomed to, you seem to walk in a place that you don't have an answer for the things that you need an answer for, just acknowledge the hand of God is on my life right now. God is doing something incredible. He's entrusted me with the difference. So I'm going to be the difference, and I'm going to make the difference because God can trust me with the difference. God reveal his heart. What would it look like? Something far exceeding, far superior than your emotions would dictate to you, than your feeling of I need more, I don't have enough. You know, the sense of feeling of sufficiency in Christ opens up the door of abundance to you. So I said, be satisfied with what you have. He didn't say you'd stay there. He said, I need you to be content someplace so I can show you what you don't know. And the Spirit, he will take what he sees from the Father and he will reveal it to you. And when he does, you're going to say, now that's you. Now do it. Now walk in that. Faith without works is dead. It's alone. I see such an incredible 2024. I see such excitement, joy. I see the heavens moved by the faith of the people of God. I see such a torrent wind of division that it is so exciting because God is his word. And his word is being sent into the earth to divide in 2024. What a great thing that is. God is going to prove the hearts of the nations. He's going to discern. And when he discerns, he finds the treasure he's looking for. And he establishes that in the earth. We're not going out of here until we go up from here. Moses said one time, he said, they crossed over and they're within traveling distance of the land of promise. The land of Canaan. And Moses says this. He says, go and bring me back news. Tell me if it's good or bad. And he described everything. And he said something. God said to me first, because what the Lord said to me regarding this year was it's all about the soil. And so I heard this and I ask you the question, what kind of dirt are you? good or bad. Moses said, go and tell me if the dirt is good or bad. Go tell me, is the dirt good or is the dirt bad? What kind of dirt are you? What are you looking for? You read something in the news and you propagate it? What kind of soil are you? What kind of voice are you? Are you divided? Do you care what man says? The word says, fear not what man can do to you. I'm the Lord God who's with you. Who cares? His devices will fail. His plans will be thwarted. He'll not accomplish what he has planned to do because my hand is on you. As a nation. But we start by believing right here. You blessed me. Well, I don't feel blessed. Well, then you obviously need to know you're blessed without feeling blessed. Because God said, I'm leading you in the way you should go. When your words begin to line up with what you say, when you feel great, when you feel encouraged, when business is just being poured out on you, when you just got that raise or you just got your promotion or your family just said wonderful things about you, that takes no faith. And remember again, faith is the only avenue, the only venue, the only house, the only riverbed that God flows through. Your faith in His Word. What kind of year is it? It's the year of the Lord's favor. But I ask you the question, what kind of dirt are you? Moses said, go and find out if the dirt is good or bad. And he took a person, a leader, from every tribe of the nations, and he said, go out and tell me what it looks like. Is it good? Is it fortified? Is it strong? Are the people weak? Go tell me. Now Moses knew enough and had walked enough that he knew it didn't really matter because he knew he could walk up to a Red Sea and it would part because God sent him to do it. He knew his staff could be turned into the authority of God's hand, his finger. He pointed at something and whatever God wanted done would be done. God showed him that stick you have in your hand. I'm going to change your mind and I'm going to change what's in your hand. Because I'm changing your mind about what's in your hand. What's in your hand? Staff of God. The influence of heaven. So he sends them all out and they all go and they all look and he says, tell me if it's, you know, is it, what's the food like? Matter of fact, bring some back. Bring some of the fruit back. Bring it to us. Let us taste it. Let's see. I want to know what we're going after. So they did. And they all came back, and the 10 said, it's exactly as we were told. It is good. But they're big. There's giants, sons of the giants, daughters of giants. They're fortified, and they're strategically spread out all over the place. They are a fortress, well fortified. Sound like the government? Sound like the nation? Sound like the people you fear? Does it? How are we going to do that? What are we going to do? They want to do this. They want to stop in the name of the Lord. Stop your grumbling. Stop your complaining. Stop spewing fear. What did God say? The word of the Lord is nigh you, even in your mouth. Let that come out. That's what your future looks like. No one's in charge. There is no one who created you but God. There is no one that determined you but God. So no one can dictate your future but God and the faith in you. Because God's given you dominion over your earth. And we don't think it anything. And we don't want to be a people that have our head buried in the sand. But we do have our head buried in the sand. It's buried in bad dirt. No change will ever come. Your fear will dictate your government. Who cares who raises up? Do you remember when God sent Joseph into Egypt? And the Pharaoh there was not a godly man. Do you remember what happened? Joseph did exactly what the word said. He let his light arise. He went in. Can God trust you with the difference that you're not used to? Because the difference is where it's going to happen. The difference. And so he goes in and God honors him. Naaman was a captain. He was a well-advanced in his ranks individual. A lot of authority and a lot of power. But he had spots of leprosy on his body. And one day they went in and took some of the camp, some of the people, and this one specific girl, they took this one specific girl, and she began to serve Naaman, the captain, his wife. And she obviously got attached to him, and she said one day, oh, if only Naaman would go and see the prophet, he would heal him. So he asked the king if he can go. The king says, yeah, absolutely, go. He goes, he sends a letter, and the letter goes to the king. And the king thinks that Naaman's king is trying to create problem with him. We always see problem. We all see trouble. We always see God sending you a word. Can you handle the difference? Can you make something of it? You want to forge a new life. You want to see a new destiny. God's given you clay. It looks different than what you've held in your hand all this time. He's asking you, are you willing to shape it? What kind of dirt are you? So the king that the letter went to is afraid. He says, he knows that I can't do what he's asking me. Am I God that I can heal this man? But God sent him a good word and he didn't know it. God's sending us a good word and you don't know it. So someone says, go to the prophet. I know, but actually the prophet hears and the prophet says, hey man, don't be upset, king. Send him to me. And you'll know there's a prophet in the land. God will heal him. So Naaman comes. The prophet doesn't even come out of his house. The commander comes and his servant, the prophet speaks to his servant and says, tell him to go dip in the Jordan 7 times and his skin will be clean. It'd be like a baby. And Naaman gets upset. We just don't like the difference that we hear. And if we don't hear the same thing we want to hear, if someone doesn't mirror your image or what you think is right, stop it. Stop the judging. Stop the condemning. Stop the complaining. Stop the grumbling. Because that's what your future has looked like. It's time for a difference. It's time for good dirt. So Naaman goes in, he goes to the man, and the man won't come out, but he says, tells him what to do, and he gets upset because the Jordan rivers are not clean like the Damascus waters. Damascus are the premium water. It's the filtered, bottled water of the day. And so Naaman gets upset, and he said, I thought he'd come out here and acknowledge me and call upon his God and wave his hands over me and over my leprosy, and God would heal me. And the word says he storms off in a rage. Why are we so angry when we say we believe God is God, but our words tell us something different? If God is Lord and King, and he is ruler over the nations of the earth, and that's who you serve, why are you afraid of anyone else or anything else? Think about it. Who do you believe is God? Who do you believe is Lord? He said, in the thick darkness, he said, I'll make myself known to you. I'll make, if you'll shine, God said, and here's the word of the Lord to you, if you'll shine in 2024, God will cause those that are in contradiction to your faith, those that rebel against you, those that hate you, and I'm not saying you can pick and choose, but you just listen. God will send influence into the light that you are because they want to be in that light and come out of the darkness they're in. Because God said so. It'll happen. And it'll happen in 2024. So Naaman's running off in a rage, and his servant comes to him and he says, if he had asked you to do a great thing, wouldn't you have done it? I mean, what if he had said, climb the tallest palm tree, cut off a branch, shimmy down the tree, go and catch a buffalo? I mean, you know. Because be like, yeah, I can do that. But something as simple as just go right down here to the waters and dip yourself 7 times, because God said so. And he says, you know, you're right. You're right. I'm going to do as the prophet said. He goes and dips. What happens? Comes out as clean as it can be. He wants to give him so many gifts, and the prophet won't take anything. God will make the nations gift you with their treasures, and their influence and their communities and their power. As God said, do you understand this is not ended? As a matter of fact, it's barely even begun. And it's because we tiptoe around the situation, we tiptoe around the information, we're too afraid, we're too concerned to stand bold in our faith because maybe someone won't like it. I can tell you right now, a lot of people won't like it, but God will honor it. God tells you to do something by faith and you can't find anyone else to stand on the same ground, on the same level ground or unlevel ground that you're standing on, and you're believing God to bring forth increase. And they're saying, how can this be? Are you out of your mind? What are you doing? We've never done it. This is the wrong. And God said, do it. You know what happened to Naaman? He said, I need some of your dirt. He said, can I take as much as my mules can carry in dirt from your place? I like your dirt. What kind of dirt are you? He says, I will never offer another sacrifice to any god except the Lord your God. And why did he do that? Because Elisha spoke the word of the Lord and nothing else. God will bring treasures as he said he would. God will bless you. He will bless your business. Stop fearing about businesses that are closing and businesses that aren't around anymore. Stop fearing the difference. Can you handle the vision? It looks different than the one you came from. God said, I'll do a new thing. The new thing doesn't look like the old thing. God is doing a great thing. Can you believe that you have the power to pull on heaven? Can you believe, like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? I see the fire. I see all these strong men. I see all these people just crowding around your feet to worship you, to get a little bit of blessing from them. But I trust in the Lord my God. As David said, you are king. You are king. Not just a king. You are the king of the nations. You're my king. You're my president. You're my governor. You're my leader. God will not leave you destitute. He will not leave you lost. He will not leave you uncertain. He will not leave you broke. He will not leave you incomplete. He will not leave you alone. He's with you always. What is this year? The year of the Lord's favor. Arise and shine and prophesy. Put your foot to the pavement. Put your foot on the stones that are set before you. And don't even think about turning back. Don't consider what men would say to you. You say he's God, but do you believe that he is Lord of your life? You say he's God, but do you believe he is your king? What does the new year look like? It looks like your faith and worship. What does your faith say, and who do you really worship? Can he trust you with the vision? What kind of dirt are you? Caleb said, and Joshua said, yes. Yeah. Fruit's huge. Brought the fruit back. They tasted and said, it's good. People said, no, 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 no. They're too strong. They're too big. They'll tear us in pieces. We're like grasshoppers in their sight. And matter of fact, in our sight, we're like grasshoppers too. Joshua and Caleb, their word says, they rent their clothes and they said, no. As a testimony against your words, no. Today, right here, right now, this moment, right now, in all their fortified cities, as strategically as they are positioned, from the outer courts to the banks of the river to the inner city, just gives us more difference to reign and rule in. Gives us more places to shine. We're well able. What would God do with their wall? Will he give it to us, or will he have us build a new one? The blessing is in the difference. Can you handle the difference? Can your faith see beyond the flame? Can your faith see beyond the sea to the other side? Can your faith see healing when you don't feel clean enough to touch the Lord, but your faith commands you to do so? Can you continue to seek God in the face of adversity as Daniel did and still believe even though you're thrown into a pit? Can you deal with the difference and see the glory? What kind of day is it? Yay! Thank God that He didn't do it your way, because you would have stayed in your vision. Can you handle the vision? Can you make it plain? Can you write it down? Can you run with it? So what kind of year do you want? And better than that, what kind of year did God say it was? What kind of year did God say it is? And he looked and he found where it said, "The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, for he has anointed me." Say, "God has anointed me." Stand to your feet. God has anointed me to tell the poor. We're really not. To bring them good news. Say, "I'm going to bring everybody good news." See an imaginary stone set before you. We call it the rock of God's favor. Everyone reach your hand out and put your hand on that stone. Just like God would command them. Just like Jacob did. Laman takes all the spotted, everything that's supposed to, could breed, and possibly Jacob could have some of the spotted and some, and he takes them all away secretly, so it's not going to happen. But Jacob says, "My faith says I'll cut a stick that looks like what I want. A stick! And God will make it what the stick is. Whatever my faith says, that's what's going to be." Put your hand on the stone. Say, "I'm going to communicate blessing and favor. And I'm not going to be double-minded this coming year. I'm going to stay in my position, mind my business, not meddle in others, keep my hand raised to the Lord in blessing, and my hand on the shoulder of people to encourage, to know nothing among anyone save Christ and Him crucified. So my words are blessed, and I will bless at all times. I come in the fullness of the blessing of the Lord. And I will bless. I will be a spring that yields only sweet water. And what I put my hand to will be blessed, because that's who I am. I am blessed and I bless." At all times, God's praise is continually in my mouth. This coming year, I'll not fear election time. I'll not fear what man can do. The Lord, He will make the position. The Lord, He is my King. He is my President. He is my God. And the governments are on my God's shoulders. As for me, I will be a light that people will come into. Out of the dark, out of confusion, out of uncertainty, they will rest under the shade of my certainty and my faith. And together we're going to worship. This is the season of the Lord. I am blessed and I will bless at all times. I will not be moved by what man says to me. I will be established in what God has given me, where the Lord has led me, and I will grow there, and I will increase there. My roots will spread out, and I'll find water, and all the blessings, all the nutrients, all the strength that God has given me. I will be good dirt. I will be fertile dirt and the Lord will plant his seed, and the seed will prove me that I am fertile, and I will bear witness to the seed in Jesus' name. Everybody shouted. That feel right? You can feel discernment can become your new feeling. Worship can become your new voice. Faith can become your new perspective. This is the greatest season of your lives. Father, we praise you. Go ahead, clap your hands, worship the Lord this morning. We praise you, we worship you, and we pull upon your heavens, O God. Hear, O heavens, and give ear, O earth, for the Lord our God, he has spoken, and his word is sure. His word is in him, yes, and in him, amen. The Lord has made my way straight. God has given me everything that he has put my hand and my faith to do. This is a season of blessing. This year is blessed of the Lord. Say it. 2024 will be the most exciting, most fruitful, most joyful, most productive year to date. God will be glorified in it. God will be praised in it. And I will walk encouraged, empowered, and peaceful in it. This is the year of the Lord's favor in Jesus' name. And everyone shouted, yeah! Give the Lord a shout. Declare his glory in the earth, the blessing of his favor, his mercy, his grace, his goodness. Take a little of this dirt home.